real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Listen, I know I'm never winning a Husband of the Year award, but I think this is a pretty good relationship life hack. Megan, do you keep any notes or things written down about your significant other or people in your life so that it looks like you remember them?
For a friend, I might write down like a note like mom's name is Martha or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great one. I think those are important. Like you try to like write down so you don't forget people's family member names or whatever.
And right.
I bring this up because I realize that I do this a lot, but mostly specifically, I have a note for my wife's food orders.
Ooh, that's important.
Right. So like I know exactly what she wants, what she usually gets from Chipotle or from Dunkin' or from, you know, Portillo's, whatever it is. I know what her order is because I keep it in a note so that one, I can surprise her and just bring the food home. But two, also, if I ask her if she wants it and then she's always impressed that I remember her order. But it's not technically cheating, right?
No, okay. No, it's just being smart.
Right. That's what I thought, too. And I feel like more people should do that. More people should keep notes about their significant others or people in their life. I just thought that could be a relationship life hack that I share with the world.
I agree.
So food orders, I think, is a good one. What else should we keep a note about? Like, do you have little notes that you write down about people so you remember, I don't know, birthdays or some other information that you want to have handy and not have to ask that person every time? Let's help each other out here and create some life hacks. What should we be keeping notes about your significant other?
I keep track of gifts that he wants. So if he's ever like, oh, you know, like I really want this like golf item or something like that, I'll put it in my notes and surprise him with gifts that way.
That's smart. Yeah. So you're kind of taking notes throughout the year. All of a sudden pops up and like, you remembered I wanted that? And you're like, yeah, obviously.
Exactly.
Lauren. All right. Lauren, what is something you keep notes about here?
People's favorite snacks, like your friends and family's favorite snacks or favorite candy.
That's a great one, too, because you show up with Starburst and that person loves Starburst. You're like, oh, my God, you remembered. And you're like, of course I did.
If someone's having a bad day or something.
Yeah, that's a great one. A bad day. I love that, too. Kathy, what else should we be keeping notes about here?
I think you should have a list of places that people would like to go.
Oh, that's a really good one, too, if they ever mention they want to visit a certain place or take a vacation somewhere.
Botanical gardens,
Even locally.
Anything special, yeah, or if it's local in their own town.
That's a great one, too. Hey, you know what? Today, we're going to go into this special place, and you're like, oh, my God, how did you know I wanted to go here? And they may have said it 7 months ago.
Yep.
I'm going to be Husband of the Year because of you. I'm going to win the
You're
award.
You're going to be Husband of the Year because you have a great show.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to work. I don't think I can leave all the lights in the house, dishes in the sink, forget to feed the dogs, and then look at my wife in the face and go, but my ratings were good. I don't think she'll buy it. But thank you.
You're welcome.
I know it's a drag. I know it's a grind.